Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I have seen a lot of beautiful things in my life. Why was it my favorite? Breakfast was $1.99. So I was there one morning, ordered my bacon and egg special. I always used to sit next to the cash register. I don't know why. And right there was the owner. You know, he had the black black vest, white shirt, you know. Greek diner, $1.99. So I was there. They brought me my eggs and bacon. I ate bacon at that time. And just as I was about to eat, a woman walked in. Recognized her because she lived on the street. She walked up to the owner, who was always at the cash register, and she said, "I would like an order of French fries, please. But I can't pay for them." So, just as I was trying to catch the eye of the owner, and reaching into my pocket as if to say, you know, it's cool, he did a very beautiful thing. His first beautiful thing that happened. He said, "Okay." Okay. And it was so matter of fact, so normal, that I and she were taken aback. And she said, as he was starting to walk away to put in the order, she said, you do understand that I cannot pay for them. Because he had no reaction. And he said, yes, yes, I heard you. That was the first beautiful thing. So we waited. She was standing right next to me, patiently. He comes back with a little white bag. The white bag. The ubiquitous white Greek diner bag with the French fries. And then the second most beautiful thing happened. Even more beautiful than the first thing. He said, do you want salt or ketchup with that? And she said, yes, please. Thank you very much. And this was all so astonishing. It was so, just so ordinary. So he goes and gets the ketchup. Most beautiful thing happened. She didn't fall all over herself or him or anyone. She took the bag, and as if it was just an everyday thing, just said, thank you very much. And left. It was so unextraordinary and in an impossible world, normal. That I burst into tears over my bacon and eggs. And every day, from then on, I went and ate at that Greek diner. Place that we can do these things and all the other artists today.
Thank you, Bobby. Thank you guys all for coming. I'm going to turn the Yvette Janine Jackson piece back on, but wander, experience the works, hang out here. There's water down at the study center.